Next person is Joe, J-O, space, A-N-N, last name Diaz and David, E-S-S-E-L-L-E. Date of birth, 9-17-58. Date of visit, 4-6-2026. This is a 67-year-old woman originally from Charleston, South Carolina, has done hospital maintenance work. She's single. She has a history of, she has three children. She has a history of COPD. She's an avid smoker. She continues to smoke. She has at least 60-plus smoking pack history in the past period. She doesn't drink alcohol. Patient is short of breath at all times. Patient is too weak to go to the doctor's office. Her blood pressure is out of control. She uses somebody else's borrowed oxygen and uses it sparingly because of the fact that she's afraid she's going to run out. As far as surgery is concerned, she had some kind of exploratory surgery and some brain surgery years ago. Medical problems, hypertension. She's had psych issues with depression, anxiety in the past. That's why she states she smokes all the time. She has bouts of confusion, weight loss of greater than 30 pounds, lives with a roommate at this time period. Medication, he used to be on lisinopril, 20 milligram, and has been on multiple prednisone doses in the past. Last time she was seen by a physician was when she was in the emergency room last month because of exacerbation of COPD. She was placed on prednisone, but has run out both prednisone and inhalers at this time period. The patient was referred to hospice and palliative care because of her severe weakness and no longer wanting to go back and forth to the hospital period. Family history, mom died of an accident when patient was only 6 years old. Father had a history of diabetes, hypertension, died of a stroke, period. Patient's review of system, shortness of breath at rest, taking a few steps, makes her very short of breath, using oxygen sparingly because it belongs to somebody else. She's afraid she's going to run out. She has fluid retention, muscle weakness, protein, calorie, malnutrition, period. On exam, she has a blood pressure of 116 over 120. She appears very thin. Her O2 side is 92% on room air, drops down in the 80s with a pulse of 110. Heart positive, phone positive, still tachycardic, lungs, ronchi, and rouse, and coarse breath sounds bilaterally, abdomen soft, but she has air trapping in the abdomen, lower extremity, muscle weakness. Muscle atrophy, and a 1 to 2 plus pedal edema. Neurological movement, all four extremities, but quite weak. Patient is able to ambulate with a walker and a cane, but it has become very difficult for her to ambulate, and she's been sitting in a chair and spending a lot of time in bed recently. Assessment. 68-year-old woman from Charleston, South Carolina, with extensive history of COPD, corpomenal, respiratory O2 dependency, in need of a blood pressure medication. Patient would benefit from a short course of steroids as well as O2, her own O2 and nebulizer machine at home, period. New paragraph, patient has lost weight, over 30 pounds. She states she has severe protein calorie malnutrition, core pulmonary hypertension, pedal edema, and has fluid retention consistent with right-sided heart failure, period. Findings were discussed with patient, and this report will be shared with the hospice medical director regarding his decision for further proceeding with the palliative and hospice care for this woman at home. Patient's blood pressure is urgently, blood pressure medication is urgently needed, and this will be discussed with them as well. Thank you.